Jeremiah chapter 39. It happened when Jerusalem was taken in the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month and ninth day of the month, a breach was made in the city. And of course, the Jews had been trusting in all their defences, and they'd been even pulling down their own houses to make more material to build up the wall, but nothing could stop God's purpose. So, when the city falls, all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate. It happened that when Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all the men of war saw them, then they fled and went forth out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, through the gate between the two walls, and he went out towards the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after them, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. When they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar in Riblah, and he gave judgment on him. Well, the Lord Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, of a man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and is caught by thieves who beat him. And then he's saved, really, by the Good Samaritan, who looks forward to the Lord Jesus. So that was based on this story of Zedekiah. So Zedekiah is kind of all of us. And yet God's word had been given to Zedekiah through Jeremiah. He'd had multiple opportunities to repent, and he sort of wanted to, but he was too weak. And so he had to face this judgment. And so we are all actually the same. We are all failures spiritually, despite all God's best efforts for us. And yet, I think the point of the Good Samaritan parable is that we are saved by the absolute grace of the Lord Jesus, the Good Samaritan, getting involved with us. So Zedekiah is brought to the king of Babylon in Riblah, and the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes and all the nobles of Judah. He put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. So the fact that Zedekiah's life was spared is quite amazing, because in some of the prophecies it says that Zedekiah is going to die, but he doesn't actually. He's going to be killed by the king of Babylon, but he actually isn't. And I think this is because God wanted to yet again give him the chance of repentance, even though he had to become blind and be led away in shame into captivity. And I think we can work out that he probably did kind of repent at the end. So God's patience and effort with that man was absolutely huge. And we should also make a lot of effort with people and keep on trying to find the lost sheep, just as God does with us. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive into Babylon the remnant of the people who remained in the city. But Nebuzaradan left of the poor of the people who had nothing in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, commanded Nebuzaradan about Jeremiah. He said, "Take him and look well to him, do him no harm. Give him whatever he asks you for." Because, of course, Jeremiah had been well known as preaching, "You should surrender to the Babylonians." He had even worn a yoke, which represented how he himself believed that the Jews should submit to Babylon and accept that they had sinned and accept their judgment. And he tried to encourage the others in Judah to do so, and Zedekiah also, but they had refused and put him in prison. So the Babylonians obviously rather liked Jeremiah. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the guard, that's out of the prison, and gave him to Gedaliah, that he should carry him home. So he lived among the people. So actually we're going to see that Jeremiah had the opportunity to go and live in Babylon, to go and have a pretty smart retirement, as it were, to be a bit of a hero with the Babylonians, but he actually chooses to stay among God's people, and the people who were left in the land were very poor. Would have been a hard life. And eventually, he stays with them even when they go down into Egypt, which they shouldn't have done. So there was a man who had the choice of a nice retirement, and he chose not to, for the sake of identifying with God's weak people who didn't really want him anyway. Now the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah while he was still shut up in the court of the guard, that's in the prison, saying, "Go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I will bring my words on this city for evil and not for good, and they will be accomplished before you in that day, but I will deliver you in that day. And you shall not be given into the hand of the men of whom you are afraid, but I will surely save you, and you will not fall by the sword, but your life will be spared, because you put your trust in me, says Yahweh." Now it was Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, who actually saved Jeremiah when he was put into the dungeon. It was him who actually got Jeremiah out when otherwise he would have died. And he obviously risked his life to do that. And he did that because, as it says here, you put your trust in me. God remembers. And that's a simple thing you learn from this, that whatever you do for God's people, God remembers, because he loves his people and he's very sensitive to whatever good is done for his children. And likewise, he's very sensitive to anything nasty that you might say or think or feel against those who are his dear children.